Supplementary briefs to correct mistakes. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, the 21st of December, 1913. Page 27, column 1. Defense claims Judge Roan has reversed himself since going on appellate bench. While it is true that attorneys on both sides of the Frank case will ask the Supreme Court for permission to file supplementary briefs, it was declared yesterday by Reuben Arnold, of counsel for Leo Frank, that there would be no charges of bad faith or of willful misrepresentation on his part. "Our object in asking to file supplementary briefs," said Mr. Arnold, "will be to correct errors which may have crept into the record, and to call attention to statements of the evidence which may be true and still may not have been made with any preconceived purpose to distort or to falsify. I do not believe that there is any ill feeling involved, certainly not on our side of the case. It is claimed by Frank's attorneys that Judge Roan, since he has gone on the Court of Appeals, has rendered a decision in a damage suit contrary to the opinion he held in admitting evidence in the trial of the Frank case. In the damage suit, Judge Roan, it is claimed, held that it was reversible error for the court to admit evidence that other motormen had gone at an excessive rate of speed, and that, therefore, the motorman who had killed the child may have been going at an excessive rate. In the Frank case, the defense claimed that Judge Roan held that evidence to the effect that the English Avenue cars frequently came to town ahead of schedule was not admissible to show that Mary Fagan's car might have been ahead. Page 37, column 7, professional cards P.H. Brewster, Albert Howell Jr., Hugh M. Dorsey, Arthur Heyman, Dorsey, Brewster, Howell and Heyman, attorneys at law, offices, 202, 204, 205, 206, 207, 208, 210 Kaiser Building, Atlanta, J. Long distance telephone 3022, 3024, and 3025, Atlanta, Gay. Page 39, column 1, Society Marietta, Georgia. Miss Julia Anderson came up Thursday from Agnes Scott to spend the holidays with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. James T. Anderson. Mrs. C.B. Willingham is visiting relatives in Atlanta. Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Keeler are stopping at Locust Lodge. Mrs. Guyton Palmer Reynolds will visit Mrs. L.Z. Rosser, Jr., in Atlanta during the holidays. Mrs. Ann and Lucy Gilbert have returned from a visit to their aunt, Mrs. W.F. Glenn, in Atlanta. Mrs. C.B. Willingham is visiting relatives in Atlanta. Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Keeler are stopping at Locust Lodge. Mrs. Guyton Palmer Reynolds will visit Mrs. L.Z. Rosser, Jr., in Atlanta during the holidays. Mrs. Annie and Lucy Gilbert have returned from a visit to their aunt, Mrs. W.F. Glenn, in Atlanta. Mr. and Mrs. Marvin McClatchy will spend Christmas in Cartersville with Judge J.M. Neal, the father of Mrs. McClatchy. Miss Amita Dobbs will spend the Christmas holidays with her cousin, Miss Christine Dobbs. Mrs. Adrian Cortelyou entertained her luncheon club on Wednesday of last week. The guests were Mrs. George Montgomery, Mrs. Harry Dupre, Mrs. Horace Field, Mrs. Henry Wyatt, Mrs. Fred Morris, Mrs. Ralph Northcutt, Mrs. Floyd Northcutt, Mrs. Leon Gilbert, and Miss Eloise Brown. At the last meeting of the Woman's Benevolent Association, Miss Louise Schilling was elected president. Miss Annie Kay and Mrs. Mr. Lyon were elected first and second vice presidents, and Mrs. George Gober, treasurer. The two secretaries are Mrs. Lewis and Miss Cole. Mrs. S. Cohen and Miss Gussie Groves will leave on the 26th for a 2 weeks visit to Daytona, FLA. Mrs. J. F. Van Rensselaer of New York, with her little daughter Katrina, are spending the holidays with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. J. B. Glover. Miss Mary Ellen Law came home Friday from Brno to spend the holidays. Mr. and Mrs. Harry Lawhon, of Nashville, Tennessee, are the guests of Mr. and Mrs. J.M. Fowler in their new home on Forest Avenue. Mr. and Mrs. Ed Henderson left for Florida last Monday night. Mrs. S.H. Smith, of Lynchburg, VA, is the guest of Mrs. E.P. Dobbs for several weeks. Mrs. E.L. Robertson entertained the Roswell Street Sewing Club last Wednesday afternoon. Mrs. Olive DeFour, of Atlanta, and Mary Wickle, of Franklin, Tennessee, will be the guests of Miss Frances Wickle during the holidays. Miss Mary King, of Atlanta, will be the guests of Mrs. Annie and Lucy Gilbert next week. Mr. and Mrs. W.A. Sams and children attended the wedding of Miss Adeline Dobbs and Mr. Wingate in Athens last Wednesday evening. Miss Evelyn Clay visited Miss Ruth Northern in Atlanta last week. Miss Mildred Brown is visiting in Manchester. Judge and Mrs. Almond of Conyers spent the weekend with Mr. and Mrs. W.T. Potts. Miss Jeanette Pomeroy of Atlanta will visit Miss Minnie Lou McNeil during the holidays. Miss Lamar Latham of Washington, D.C., will be the guest of Miss Evelyn Clay next week. Mr. and Mrs. A.D. Grant of Atlanta spent the weekend with Mr. and Mrs. John M. Graham. Miss Mamie Pierce spent the weekend at Agnes Scott College with Miss Gussie Hedges. Mrs. George Welsh entertained the Young Matrons Bridge Club on Tuesday of last week. Mr. and Mrs. Walter Willis of Los Angeles Calori and Dr. and Mrs. Willis of Barnesville Gaye visited Professor W.T. Dumas and family last week. Mr. and Mrs. John K. Grambling and Mrs. Harry Mills and Little Daughter of Indiana are visiting Mr. and Mrs. T.A. Grambling. Mr. and Mrs. L.A. Johnson of Boston announced the engagement of their daughter Irma to Mr. Ryburn Clay or Marietta, the wedding to occur on December 21st. Miss Johnson visited Miss Evelyn Clay the past summer and made many friends who will be glad to welcome her to Marietta. Mrs. Lily Finn of Thomasville visited Mrs. E.P. Dobbs several days last week. Mrs. V.L. Starr entertained her bridge club last week. Mrs. Annie Norcom Smith of Danville, VA is visiting Mr. and Mrs. N.K. Smith on Whitlock Avenue. Mrs. Walter Brakefield of Etowah, Tenney was a recent visitor to her sister, Mrs. Bolin Brumby. Mrs. Mary Lou and Clifford Baker, who have been visiting their aunts, Mrs. Bessie and Cliff Baker, have returned to their home in Gainesville. Governor and Mrs. Joseph M. Brown have returned from their country home near Canton and will spend the holidays at their home. Miss Laura Margaret Hopp came home from St. Mary's, Raleigh, on Saturday to spend the holidays at home. Mrs. C.T. Nolan entertained at dinner on Friday evening of last week, inviting Reverend Randolph Claiborne, Mr. and Mrs. D.C. Cole, Mr. and Mrs. Bolin Brumby, and Mr. and Mrs. N.K. Smith. The wedding of Miss Irma Johnson and Mr. Ryburn Clay will take place December 23rd at the country home of Mr. and Mrs. L.A. Johnson in Endicott, N.Y. After spending the holiday season in Boston, Mr. and Mrs. Clay will be at home with Mr. and Mrs. Herbert Clay in Marietta, Noonan, Georgia. Mrs. Tollerson Kirby was hostess for her bridge club Tuesday afternoon. A buffet luncheon was served at the conclusion of the game. Mrs. Will Woodruff drew the club prize, and Miss Evelyn Martin the consolation. The young lady's social club was delightfully entertained with Miss Grace Davis as hostess Wednesday afternoon. The hallway and parlor were attractively decorated with ferns and growing plants. Miss Davis was assisted by her mother, Mrs. T.B. Davis. Later in the afternoon, a delightful luncheon was served. Mrs. Ethel and Francis Arnold entertained at a beautifully appointed dinner Friday evening. Covers were laid for 15. Red, being the keynote of the color scheme, was artistically used as decoration for the large circular table. The invited guests were Mrs. Christine Cole, Mary Goodrum, Ludie Powell, Evelyn Martin and Louise Atkinson, Messrs. Will Hughes, Johnny Robinson, Frank Stevens, J.L. Jones, Duke Lee, Ben Redwine, Fred Arnold, and William Banks of Grantville. Mrs. Arthur Fowler and Mrs. He Conley spent Tuesday in Atlanta. Mrs. Will Black Jr. and Baby are the guests of Mrs. R.A. Reese. Mr. N.B. Banks and Mrs. Francis Tompkins had as their weekend guests Miss Marion Bloodworth and Mr. E.C. Hill of Atlanta. Mr. and Mrs. Rawson Dent and Little Daughter will spend the Christmas holidays in Gainesville as the guests of relatives. The Reading Circle had a most enjoyable meeting with Mrs. Hewlett Hall Thursday afternoon. Mrs. I.P. Bradley was given the entire afternoon with her topic, Women of Egypt. The first half of the afternoon current events were enjoyed, during which the hostess served sandwiches with Russian tea. Mrs. Lewis Brown, of Fort Valley, and Mrs. Frances Drake were the special guests. Miss Fanny Hill Herring complimented the young ladies' social club at Bridge Wednesday afternoon of last week. Six tables were entertained, the hostess being assisted by Miss Nanny Louise Hill. Bowls of hyacinths and narcissi were used for decorations. At the close of the game, a delicious salad course was served. 24 young ladies enjoyed Miss Herring's hospitality. Miss Anna Cutino of Mary Baldwin Seminary of Baltimore arrived Sunday to spend the Christmas holidays with Mr. and Mrs. P.F. Cutino, South Georgia Normal. The college celebrated its first Christmas, Friday, December 19th, by inaugurating a plan to be carried out every year. The celebration was an old English Christmas dinner, carried out in strictly historical accuracy. Everyone was dressed in 16th century costumes. The chapel and dining room were beautifully decorated in holly and mistletoe. In the dining room, a dais was provided for the lords and ladies of the feast. Other tables were arranged in banquet fashion. The party assembled in the entrance hall and marched to the dining room singing God Rest Ye Merry Children. The menu consisted of only the old historical dishes, such as the boar's head, plum porridge, stuffed goose, huge sirloin of beef, fruits, and wassail. As the boar's head was brought in by the steward, the procession, led by the trumpeters, sang the 15th century boar's head carol. At the close of the dinner, the party followed the Lord of Misrule and the Jester to the chapel, where it indulged in Christmas frolics, Blind Mind's Buff, and the Sir Roger de Coverley. The evening closed with the pageant of Father Christmas and Old English carols. The festivities were directed by the senior class, assisted by Miss Green and Miss Griffin, of the music department, and Miss Center, of the English department, Lafayette, Georgia. Mrs. N.C. Napier has returned from a week's visit to friends in Chattanooga. Miss Lily Lamar left Thursday to spend the holidays at her home at College Park. Mrs. Addie Marsh Sparks, Julia Nichols, and Jenny Mae Garmany arrived Saturday from Shorter College. Mrs. Susie Hammond and Cornelia Steele, who have been attending the Georgia Normal and Industrial at Milledgeville, arrived Saturday to spend the holidays. Miss Sarah Steele came Saturday to spend the holidays with her parents, Mr. and Mrs. W.H. Steele. Miss Rachel Lumpkin is at home from Clinton, S.C. for several days. Mrs. J.R. Jordan and daughter Miss Eunice arrived Friday, joining Rev. J.R. Jordan here. The wedding of Miss Inez Ball and Reverend Lee Cutts will be solemnized at the First Baptist Church here next Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Mrs. J.H. Graham of Crawfordville came Wednesday to visit her mother, Mrs. T.B. Lawrence. Page 59, Column 4. Shelton now heads Democratic League. He succeeds Eugene Thomas as president. Heads of committees are named. Charles B. Shelton was last night elected president of the Young Men's Democratic League to succeed Eugene Thomas. Mr. Shelton is a well-known young lawyer of the firm of Dorsey, Shelton & Dorsey. W.M. Smith was elected first vice president, T.B. Arnold, second vice president, S.A. Martin, secretary, and M.M. Anderson, treasurer. After making a brief speech, Mr. Shelton made the following appointments. W.P. Andrews, chairman of the reception committee. Lamar Hill, vice chairman reception committee. Oscar Mills, chairman executive committee. C.C. Mason, chairman campaign committee. The personnel of the committees will be announced later.